USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The Pentagon is extending its condolences for families of the American soldiers who died in a helicopter crash in Kentucky. The Pentagon press secretary said 9 U.S. Army soldiers died when 2 Black Hawk helicopters crashed last night. It was a planned training flight operation when the incident occurred. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says legislation alone won't solve the issue of gun violence following the deadly school shooting in Nashville.
We've got to have a severe conversation here with this country. We've got to deal with mental illness.
He said the country needs to know what's driving people to shoot and kill innocent children. The Republican leader added that lawmakers need to get all the information surrounding the shooting and work through it. He sidestepped questions about whether he's open to a ban on assault rifles. A federal judge in Texas says insurers no longer need to provide certain preventative care services for free. The judge decided those Affordable Care Act mandates can't be enforced nationwide. That includes some cancer and heart screenings, STI testing, and programs to quit smoking. A Democratic senator is introducing a bill designed to make flying safer for passengers and air crew.
The violence has to stop. 4 years ago, there were about 150 investigations into air rage incidents. Last year, there were 831.
Rhode Island lawmaker Jack Reed stood with airline workers as he talked about the provisions of the bill. The main goal is to establish a no-fly list administered by the TSA for passengers that become violent on flights. The skull of a saber-toothed cat has been found in southwest Iowa. That means for the first time, researchers now know the animal once lived in the state. Researchers say the well-preserved saber-toothed skull was found in Page County and lived about 12 to 13,000 years ago. This is USA News.
Doors are being slammed in your face, and bad credit is holding you back from buying a house, car, even getting a credit card. $99 can put your credit back to a 720 or higher. That's right, just $99. Bankruptcy, tax liens, judgments, and even late pays can be removed from credit reports by calling the Giving Days Foundation. A nonprofit organization is here to help. Federal law allows you to challenge each and every item on your credit report. We'll recalculate your personal credit score for only $99.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Kentucky lawmakers have voted to override Governor Andy Beshear's veto of a law that bans gender-affirming health care for trans youth. The law, effective immediately, also prevents transgender women and girls from playing on female sports teams and requires public school students to use bathrooms and locker rooms consistent with their assigned gender at birth. Hundreds gathered outside the state capitol in Frankfort to protest the measure. It's a fight on Capitol Hill over coffee.
Senator Bernie Sanders leading the charge against Starbucks and their labor practices, accusing the coffee giant of breaking the law by trying to stop unions from forming.
Starbucks has waged the most aggressive and illegal union-busting campaign in the modern history of our country.
Sanders went on to say Starbucks has broken the law more than 100 times in 6 states. But former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz didn't sit by quietly.
Starbucks Coffee Company unequivocally has not broken the law.
Schultz laid out for the committee how Starbucks provided workers benefits, including paying for full college tuition. I'm John Schaefer.
The free speech organization Article 19 says there were 696 crimes against media members in Mexico last year. The crimes range from harassment to kidnapping and murder. The new report says 12 journalists were killed in Mexico last year. About 40% of the incidents were carried out at the hands of security forces and other state agents. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.